This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, on a Tuesday morning as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station in the great state of Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers that are out there, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, thank you so very much for what you're doing and how you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America moving. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number one is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, ladies and gentlemen, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Now, Kyle, before I start the show, I want to thank the listeners around the country and around the world that get our podcast and download it to listen to it. Last week, we reached a milestone. We finally topped 250,000 listeners.
That is amazing. That's really amazing. Congratulations.
Yep. Well, congratulations and thank you to the people that made that happen. It isn't just us. We have our listeners to thank for that. Now, I want to start out with Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders is going to apparently make sure that when the Senate convenes today, which, by the way, the main reason for the Senate convening today is not to vote on the $2,000 virus checks. It's to override President Trump's veto of the NDAA, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bernie Sanders says that he'll stall the override on Trump's defense bill veto to make sure they get a vote on the $2,000 virus checks for the people, because it passed about 2-1 yesterday in the House of Representatives with a lot of Republicans signing on board. Now, I just want to go on the record here to say that I believe in the Senate, all the Democratic senators will vote for this. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I believe they'll have enough Republicans that will vote for this, that will sign on to this, that they'll pass it. Because I think there's been so much pressure on these senators to do something, whatever the something is, that now that we've reached this threshold where the people have been told, well, Congress is going to give you $2,000, Trump wants to give you $2,000, so the Senate's going to do it. If the Senate doesn't do it, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe it'll cost them the two Senate seats in Georgia, the Republicans.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, Captain, because obviously, you know, people have been hurting for so long. If the Senate Republicans are seen as being the ones that stop them from getting the increased amount, they will hold it against them, yes.
Now, because they redlined, the president redlined a bunch of stuff in the bill that he signed, that he sent back, the Impoundment Control Act that he used, because he did that, and because the monies can't be used, the ones that he redlined for 45 days while the Congress is in session, he probably won't be the president. I don't see him under any circumstances being the election overturned to where he would become the president, regardless of how much fraud is there. Because again, the problem that we have is no court, no judge, no state legislature, and to date, the Congress has done nothing to help the president. Nothing.
Well, that's exactly right.
So, it's all been about the status quo, and the Electoral College has voted, and the vote is in, and that's the way it is. Hasta la vista.
Well, barring some other 11th hour, sort of event, we don't know. Yeah,
and I'm not saying that I'm not hoping that the president could pull this out somehow. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I don't see it happening.
Well, no, not in this space of time, and certainly not with what we've seen, the rejection out of the Supreme Court and so on and so forth. It's just not getting traction in the way that it would need to get to a critical mass, but even though people have seen with their own eyes a lot of what has gone on.
So with Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator and two-time presidential candidate, he knows the Senate is eager to override the president's veto of a key defense spending bill. This will be the first time it's happened to the president. And now he's aiming to tie the chamber up in knots with a filibuster unless it moves quickly on another pressing order of business, namely increasing the COVID aid checks from $600 for individual Americans to $2,000, which means all the people that got checks before will get them again. And they'll actually have lowered the income a little bit to where some of the people at the higher end of the spectrum won't be getting it, because I don't understand where they would need it anyway. $75,000 on the singles. Let's see, $150,000 on the couples.
Right, but, the thing with Bernie Sanders, even over the weekend, he was saying that it was very cruel of President Trump to hold out on signing the bill because people needed the money and they needed their unemployment, which is all true. But Bernie Sanders and the Democrats, they're not the heroes in this whole thing. They were the ones that held out.
I'm telling you right now, my emails have been flooded. Thousands of emails, I can't even read them all, have been flooded with president needs to sign the COVID, the stimulus bill, and we need more than $600. I mean, thousands of emails came in over the weekend, and it is what it is. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by two of my most favorite people in the whole world when it comes to advertisers that really mean what they say and do what they mean. And that's Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an all-American company located right up there by Seattle, Washington. And they have a product called Relief Factor that absolutely positively works for me and has for about the last 5 years because of the problem that I have with inflammation in my left ankle and my left leg, which is very frequent. It also pains me. The turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3 ingredients that are in the 100% drug-free Relief Factor will lower and eliminate the pain. It'll go right to the source of my pain and stop it so I don't have that problem. It also helps support a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. By the way, it also supports healing with the healthy joints and muscles that will result as all of this. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the 1995 3-week quick start that gets it all going. Take that 3-week quick start, take it the way it says to take it, and I'll bet you we'll get you out of pain. I mean, that's all you got to do. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right? So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Many tens of thousands of people have bought it from this show, and they are now pain-free. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. So anyway, we're going to have a vote in the Senate today on the $2,000 stimulus checks, virus checks. And then after that, the Senate will vote to override the president's veto of the National Defense Bill, and that'll be the way that is. Now, there was no real surprise because the vote in the House of Representatives was 2-1, 275-134 to
meet President Trump's demand for the $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks. And then, of course, they voted overwhelmingly with a two-thirds majority to override the veto of the president. Now, we have this, and I don't know if you heard this, but we had this really chilling comment made from the Nashville bomber, Anthony Quinn Warner. He said to his neighbor just a day or so before he took off in his camper, "You're never going to forget me." Think about that statement for a minute. Wouldn't that kind of wake you up a little bit if you were, I mean, I can't believe the neighbor didn't kind of think to himself, because this guy was giving away property, quit claiming property, claiming he was retiring and that he was sick.
Well, that's exactly right. And so when somebody says something ominous sounding like that, it really kind of falls into the category, if you see something or hear something, say something, basically. But I don't know yet if this particular neighbor would have had the context of everything else that Warner was up to. But again, you know, it did seem kind of very strange and ominous sounding. But as we piece all this together, Captain, again, it's just a very, very sad thing. And but there evidently were indicators there that something was going to happen.
Now, he was 63 years of age. I suspect that he may have had an illness of some sort. Don't know what it is. I don't know, but I'm just thinking about this statement that was made and the way this press report came out of the Nashville newspaper. I'm just thinking that maybe he was sick, did have something, a debilitating sickness, and I'm thinking that he had a grudge to, or an axe to grind or something like that. But there's a lot of really false news that, once again, it's being reported about this AT&T building. Well, it was the hub where everything was being done for the investigation on the voting and this, that, and the other. And, oh, China had a connection. Well, I mean, you ought to see. Have you seen some of the nonsense that's out there?
Yeah, I have. I have.
And it's crazy.
Yeah, it all sort of starts up and and then what it does is it muddies the waters of trying to get a real clear indication of what really happened. We do have crackpots, unfortunately, in our society, and this may be an example of just that kind of thing. Someone who's alone, or they feel alone, or they have these other problems, medical or emotional, and then they plan these things. It's something that, again, we have to try to find a way to see coming so that we can head it off.
Well, a psychiatrist might be someone you might listen to in something like this, a forensic psychiatrist.
Right.
Not a psychologist and not a doctor of philosophy. And some of those people have been writing articles that they have no idea what they're talking about. They really don't. And a security analyst would be someone that you might want to listen to, someone that's well-respected, but not somebody that just came out of the woodwork and, you know, for whatever reason, they go, well, we heard this, and this, and they put out a rumor and away you go. And I've seen a whole bunch of that stuff. So, folks, be careful what you read and what you pass on. You can make a fool look like a damn fool, and that damn fool is probably going to be you.
Well, right. You know, but of course, the forensic analysis of this, not only from the physical evidence,
yep,
but then backtracking. You know, the FBI is very good at figuring out how someone got from point A to point B on this.
Well, I can tell you one thing. They have not yet come up with any definition of what the bomb may have been, what they might have used, because they're not finding traces of explosive, per se, around. So I suspect, and I don't know, but I suspect we may be looking at maybe another Oklahoma City deal where it was fertilizer that was used.
Well, right, because, again, there's precedent for that. It's something people may have been able to find out about and this kind of thing. And the simple destructive force of it seems to go in that
direction. You remember what happened in Oklahoma City?
Oh, yes, with the
same
whole building.
Sort of thing.
Exactly.
And that's what I thought of when I saw that there was a bit with the, you know, the motorhome similar to the van the truck they had parked there, the van and all that stuff. But anyway, that's a story for another day. So anyway, folks, be very careful what you believe and what you read, and don't post things that look like they're too true too good to be true, because they're probably not. And take a look at who writes it, okay? If some major general or lieutenant colonel or bomb expert writes a story about this, I'm going to tend to believe them more than I am a doctor of philosophy or a doctor of social education or something like that, because I've seen a bunch of PhDs writing about this, but PhDs are not psychiatrists.
Right, and again, and we don't know, because we don't have all the information. That's where this forensic, this forensic autopsy, basically, of this person is going to take place.
Yep, and the forensic psychiatrists are the ones that you want to listen to what their comments are. We've got a lawsuit that's ensuing against Vice President Mike Pence being brought forth by a Texas congressman to force him to accept the votes on behalf of Donald Trump in the states where he believes there was massive fraud and all that. But I don't know how that's going to work out, because, again, no courts, no judges, no state legislatures, and not even the Congress has stepped forward to say that there was massive fraud, even though most of us believe there was. But no one has come up to offer the proof positive of what's there. No one.
Well, no, you're exactly right about that. And so, you know, Vice President Pence will carry out his function, his role in this. I don't think that he's going to try to do something out of the ordinary on this.
No, he's an honest, God-fearing man.
Exactly right. So I don't think that this is something that we're going to see happen. Yeah. But again, and then Pence will have to deal with, some people will be mad at Pence for this. Trump could be mad at Pence for this, but Pence, as you said, he's a decent guy, and he wants maybe to seek higher office at some point as well.
You can't jump the shark when the shark won't bite you. How's that?
Right.
There's one for you. You can't jump the shark when the shark won't bite you.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're right. And but again, it's always that the last ditch effort. If there was going to, and I'm sad to say this, but if there was a critical mass building throughout the country on this, we would feel it. It would be palpable. But I think so many people, Captain, you know, they know what they know, or they believe what they believe, but it's happening in a different fashion than, for example, if it was going the other way. If somehow it was said that Trump stole the election, we'd see riots, we'd see all this kind of stuff. And the conservatives just don't do that.
And trying this election on television is not going to work. You have to find a court or a judge or a state legislature. And so far, no one is willing to do it. So far. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is a Tuesday morning. And Rod Edwards will be with us in hour number 4. He's going to have something to say about his great state of Michigan. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The House has passed a measure to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all the Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all, and I said that I would support this if they reduced or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending, and it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical, and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now, and to just throw money around like that is typical Pelosi, frankly.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is their website, and they have been my insurance company for going on 15 years. And I, in my humble opinion, believe they are the best insurance company I've ever done business with. I've only had a couple of occasions in the past and one actual claim where they actually did something for me. And it was handled professionally very quickly, and I was very happy the way they did it. Now, you can go to their website, Geico.com. It's G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico.com, and type in your zip code and ask for a cost comparison on the car, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, a boat, whatever it is that you get around in, and they will give you a quote for that vehicle. Get this, if you also have a homeowner's policy because you own a home, or renter's insurance because you're in an apartment or condo, they will give you a cost comparison too for that. And if you combine the two of them together, you will get a tremendous discount on your rate. That's the way it works. It's called a bundle. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. See what they can do for you to save you money. And tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, yesterday, our Florida Senator Marco Rubio lowered the boom. I mean the boom. On Dr. Fauci and other elites, medical elites, of lying to Americans about COVID-19 guidance. First they say one thing, and then it's another thing, and then they go back to something different, and then they change it again, and it's like Fauci doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, no, you're not wrong. In fact, the goalposts, as it were, Captain, we can't even get a satellite fix on where the goalposts are, where they're going. But they just move around all the time, all by themselves, because they keep coming up with different things to tell us. It's weird.
Uh-huh. Well, it's going to change because Fauci, I know, is just hanging on so that he can work for Joe Biden and the new administration. And go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, no, you're right about that. Absolutely, yeah.
And Joe Biden yesterday said something which I don't think he was paying much attention to Donald Trump. He says, I'm going to invoke the Defense Production Act for vaccines. Didn't I hear that before with Donald Trump?
I know. I saw that, and I thought, okay, well, it seems to me, Captain, Donald Trump is the one who got Operation Warp Speed going.
Yep.
We're getting all these millions and millions and millions of vaccine doses and all that. Is this just for the home crowd for Joe Biden to say, I'm going to go out there and do the Defense Production Act? Is he just trying to say something that sounds presidential, I guess?
Yeah, well, you got to remember, we have a whole bunch of people that don't pay attention to what's going on. They, like, tune the news out. And then when they find out about it, it's like, oh, my God, this is terrible. Well, here's something else that's terrible. I bet you haven't heard that there's more COVID-19 vaccines in the pipeline as the U.S. is ramping up, and we've got another one getting ready to be released.
Well, sure, that you're right. And, again, the whole thing is always played to be somehow President Trump isn't doing the right thing, but yet President Biden, he's going to come in and then he's going to shut down the virus, not shut down the economy. And they continue with this sort of campaign rhetoric, but it's all designed to make Biden look like this amazing hero, you know, on a white steed and this kind of thing, as opposed to President Trump, who just couldn't get it right and put us in this position to begin with.
Well, we heard from the mainstream media that December was the deadliest month of the pandemic in the U.S. More people died in December of 2020 than any other month. Well, that's true thanks to the shutdown blue states. That's not the case in the wide open red states like mine.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, today our governor, Governor Newsom, had another long-winded press conference in which he basically told us we're going to find out sometime today on Tuesday, if they're going to extend the lockdown for most of the state. And, of course, they likely will extend the lockdown for most of the state. And you also mentioned, Captain, about the what you were talking about before with, you know, there's not a whole lot of, you know, what the elites are telling us to get us to do what they want us to do about the virus. Well, Governor Newsom's own top advisor actually admitted not very long ago that they didn't have any reason why people couldn't sit outside at a restaurant. They just didn't want people going outside of their homes. So they included restaurants in their big crackdown. And so, again, it's the we know best, we're going to tell you all what to do, as opposed to letting people take safety measures and be able to live their lives and make a living.
Well, here's a safety measure for everybody. Do you know how many people were screened by the TSA on Sunday at airports across the country?
How many?
1.29 million.
Wow.
The busiest travel day so far in 2020.
Wow. Well, again, you know, Captain, I think that I think most people want to be safe. There's no doubt about that.
But yeah, but they weren't staying home, were they?
No, but because they are getting done with lockdowns. And that's just the word, as they might say, the word on the street. The word on the street is people are done with lockdowns and they're going to travel. So what's going to happen next in order to try to get people to not travel? We'll just have to see, I guess.
And there's some good financial news in the offing here right now because stocks have jumped to record highs as President Trump signed off on the coronavirus aid bill. So people believe that that's going to mean that they're going to have more money in their pockets and they're going to spend some more money, and businesses that are around will be able to reap the benefits there. That's all true. Now, I'll grant you that if it's $2,000 and not $600, we'll be a whole heck of a lot better off. And you want to know one of the items that I think is going to sell that we forgot all about?
What's that?
Cars.
Cars, you're right about that.
Because of the amount of money.
Well, sure, exactly. And people also, of course, may be trying to catch up on some bills on top of buying food maybe trying to pay rent, because you've got a lot of people, Captain, who have their rent has been deferred in some way or shape or form, but that's all going to come due. very, very soon. And it's going to add to their monthly expenses if they can pay it off over time. But it's digging people so far into a hole that it's hard to see how they would ever be able to get out. And that's why getting the money to them as quickly as possible is the very least we can do to try to help people.
Now, President Trump and his allies continue, weeks after the election, to contest the outcome and allege that Joe Biden won through widespread fraud. I don't have any problem with that. He certainly is well within his options to take the challenge right up until the very last minute. But meanwhile, Joe Biden is poised to be sworn in on January 20th at 12:01 p.m., and he's claiming that Trump's Pentagon is stalling his transition efforts, putting USA security at risk. I heard that, and I just laughed.
I know. I exactly right. Well, first of all, isn't Biden the smartest foreign policy?
That's what I've heard.
The smartest foreign policy guy in the universe, and all this. I can't imagine that they're going to, well, of course, but they want to use that just for political posturing. It's doubtful that they're not getting information or this kind of thing. When the wheels are turning, there's no doubt about that. But again, a lot of this is for public consumption, because that way, no matter what happens after January the 20th, Biden can say, we weren't prepared enough for this. This is a blindside for us. Again, because of Trump. They're going to continue to blame Trump for years,
yep,
for everything.
And, folks, I told you a little while ago that the Trump legacy is pretty much contingent on the Georgia U.S. Senate races, and Ossoff and Warnock are right now, their campaigns are very worried about their own finances and the GOP spending. And even though we found out that the Democrat Ossoff raised nearly six times more money from California than he did from people in Georgia, and even though we know he's refusing to disclose his company's financial documents because he did a lot of business in China, hello, and, of course, the Senator Perdue also had some business that was done in China, but he did reveal, you know, what it was that they did. And, of course, you got to remember Perdue's got the big wholesale conglomerate that they own there, and doing business in China is no surprise. They've done it for years. Same with I can't think of the one out of Arkansas there that had all the chickens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember their name right now. It doesn't really matter. But, I mean, China was a market that was open to them, and they did a lot of business. And I got that. But Ossoff is being very secretive. He isn't going to open his books, and he's not going to disclose his company's financial documents and this, that, and the other. Okay, what are you hiding there, Mr. Ossoff? What are you hiding?
Well, if he was a Republican, this would be a scandal.
It's a scandal now because we know he did business with China. And well, we believe that he's gotten foreign money from California from Chinese-invested companies. We believe that.
Well, sure. But the way that you get it to critical mass is the mainstream media has to whip it up into such a thing.
And they're not saying a word.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And let me tell you right now, we got a major snowstorm coming out of the Rockies into the plains, coming across the country. Some areas are going to see 2 feet of snow, as well as rain, sleet, and freezing rain. And the Lake Effect Snow Machine is still in effect tonight. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And we thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for making that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop near you. Make sure you stop on by because they are the number one truck stop chain in the United States, and there's a reason for it. And don't forget to become a member of the Drivers Club to get those points out there, save money on your purchases in the store, at the fuel pump, in the restaurant. And I'll tell you, you're going to love it. You're going to love it, love it, love it. All right, and here we go.
Oh, yeah, a little Don Henley there from years ago. All she wants to do is dance. And I'll tell you what, that works for me. I don't know about you, Kyle.
No, it really does. That's off his album, Building the Perfect Beast, which was just really great. Had the iconic track Sunset Grill on that one as well, Captain.
Yeah. Now, you want the perfect beast? Here it comes. Snow, freezing rain, sleet, and rain will spread from the southern plains into the Great Lakes and most of the Midwest today. Some snow developing across West Texas, too. The heaviest wintry accumulations will be from the Midwest to the Great Lakes. The system may produce heavy rain also that may cause river flooding and flash flooding in some areas. And it has a severe weather potential to it in the southern part of the United States as it comes across I-40 and, well, in between I-40 and I-70. By the way, lake effect snow kicked in again yesterday and last night. Still got snow off the lee shore of Lake Ontario right now as we speak. And a series of storms will bring heavy rain and gusty winds to much of the west. We got more weather out there on the west coast. And, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we had that system come through over Sunday night and through Monday, and it brought a lot of rain. It brought a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, and hail, even in some places as well. So it was the first real major storm of the season for Southern California, and, of course, that's all moving through now. We've got snow. Looks like that's going to be all the way through central and southern Nevada, through central and southern Utah, through Colorado, up through Wyoming as well, and parts of northern California. Looks like they're going to have some good dustings of snow going all the way down, as a matter of fact, let's see, in Arizona as far as Flagstaff in that area as well. So that's what that storm has been bringing through. We still have a winter storm warning in Southern California, but up in Oregon we have a high wind watch. This is going to be just east of Klamath Falls. We continue to have winter weather advisories as we move up through the state. Winter storm watch as you head up towards Seattle, Washington, as well. And then, as I said, in Utah, winter weather advisory going on there. Throughout Colorado, we've even got an avalanche watch going on. This is along the I-70 area, Silverthorne, Frisco, Breckenridge, in this area extending westward and south as well. That, of course, means you've got a lot of snow building up, and especially in the backcountry, you can get the avalanches happening. Up in Laramie and Cheyenne, Wyoming, winter storm warning there. Winter weather advisory covering most of the state up through Casper, and also a freezing fog advisory. So if you are coming through Shoshone, Riverton, in that area, you are going to have freezing fog in your area right there. So be careful.
Well, one thing about Washington State tonight, coming over Snoqualmie, you have winter driving conditions. Be advised of that on I-90 going east or going west out of Seattle, either going to Seattle or coming out of Seattle. Now, here we go. North Dakota, the eastern third of North Dakota, winter storm watch and winter driving advisory, especially from Fargo north to Minot and I-90 all the way across gee whiz, let's see here, that's 94 all the way across into Minnesota and over into Wisconsin and down towards Chicago, and then in South Dakota from Rapid City and east of Wyoming, all across I-90 and into the southern part of Minnesota and over into Wisconsin and again over into Chicago and down through Illinois. You're going to have a winter storm watch and warning. By the way, there is a winter storm warning for the southwestern part of Wisconsin tonight, northwestern corner of Illinois, to include the Quad Cities around Iowa. About two-thirds of the state of Iowa is in a winter storm warning tonight. That's where there's going to be a lot of snow dumped. Iowa is going to see snow all through the state. The northern part of Missouri will be getting snow. Most of Kansas across I-70, you're going to get snow. I-35 going north, I-29 going north. You'll have snow all the way up almost to the Canadian border. Coming across Wisconsin, out of Nebraska on I-80, I-76, you got snow all the way across Nebraska. Be advised, driving could be tricky. I-40 coming out of New Mexico, going through Amarillo, going all the way almost to Oklahoma City, and this storm is moving to the east. You'll have winter driving conditions. Now, down there, there could be some severe weather. There could be some severe thunderstorms. And as the temperature drops where there would be rain, it would turn to ice, it would turn to sleet, freezing rain, and then snow. That's what it looks like is going to happen. In addition, down in the southwestern part of Texas, southeastern corner of New Mexico to include Ruidoso, you've got very unsettled weather conditions where it could do almost anything. It could do rain. It could do sleet. It could do freezing rain. Might even get some snow depending on how far down the cold weather comes. Now, that cold weather is going to drag itself across a little bit. When you get up into the western part of Michigan, because of the way the lakes winds are blowing right now, almost due west, you're going to have some lake effect snow on the western side of Michigan. Now moving over into New York State, you're going to have, because of the way the wind is blowing, the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Oswego over towards Utica and Syracuse and hit or miss up towards Watertown. You're going to have the lake effect snow up there. Second day in a row of that, so be advised. We've got some windy conditions down in the Gulf between Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, and in the Keys. We've got some windy conditions tonight, and we've got gale force warning winds tonight from Massachusetts all the way to Nova Scotia. And that's the way the weather looks tonight across the country. So you guys running east-west through the middle part of the country, I-80, I-90, I-70, I-64, I-40, let's see here. You are going to have some real interesting challenges. I-29, I-35, Chicago North, Chicago West. good luck all the way through Nebraska, all the way out to Wyoming. You're going to be in it, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Yeah. Now, again, folks, I want to remind you about the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, because their main restaurants include Arby's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Dairy Queens, full-service Dairy Queens, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's, also Huddle House's, Moe's Southwest Grills, and up in the northeast part of the U.S., New York and New Hampshire, as well as Indiana, the Flying J's also might have a full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop in them as well. So don't forget, stop on by, see what they have to offer. You're gonna love it. You're going to love it. And become a member of the Drivers Club, too. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, hour number two on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number to call right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.